With lessons and classes and rehearsals, music students are busy folks. Then on top of that, they have personal practice time that can be a daily commitment of a couple hours to upwards of half the day. For most students, the light at the end of the musical tunnel is some sort of recital. It's an opportunity to put it all together, show what you've learned, how you've improved, and to just play. The preparation up to a recital is a closed-door sort of activity for musicians. But tonight on Artworks, we take a special glimpse into one student's journey.
My name is Liana Gorgia. This is my recital audio diary. A very eclectic program, that is. Martinu involves theremin, which is a hit of the School of Music right now. Everybody's asking me what in the world that is.
It should be led by the piano, like,
yeah,
where everything's happening.
It's really loud.
I think from strings.
Is it too loud on my part?
No.
No, strings, I think. Second piece is going to be a very sexy Piazzolla work. Speaks for itself. The finale is Sextet by Tchaikovsky. Great people. We worked on it like hell. Altogether, I believe we have about 12 rehearsals behind us. About four of them were probably at least 3 hours long.
Do you think you're just hearing too much of you, or is it just not enough me?
Yeah, but then again, I was standing right next to the mic, so...
Yeah, I mean, your part is the one that's going
to
come out.
Towards the end, we got to the arguing point, you know, where all the personalities come through, you know, you get comfortable with the piece, so...
Don't start it any slower, please.
Do you remember... Do I usually come way early there? Because it's... Never together with Sylvain.
I always want to go. It always goes like.
I didn't notice a problem there.
Not very many people can afford a great quality instrument nowadays. They cost millions. So I had a loan from an individual worth $1 million. He chose me for a while to be the person who would play on the violin, take care of it, you know, try to establish a career. And then for financial reasons, the violin had to go back. He had to sell it, resell it, re-give it, etc. I don't know the details. It was very traumatic for me because this switch happened in 4 days. I mean, as you imagine, a person gets very attached to a string instrument, or to the size, to the comfort, sound, means everything. And very abruptly, right before this recital, 15 days ago, I was given a new instrument until the summer that... I had to very quickly adjust to, and still am adjusting to. And this violin is a lower quality, but certainly is a nice instrument, and I'm grateful to have this until the summer.
The first time I came to the
honestly, I just really want to have a good time on stage with people I respect a lot as musicians and really love as friends. It's actually a rare occasion in chamber music to come across this perfect blend of personalities. So I'm just going to enjoy it, and I hope that this energy will carry over to the audience. It should come out really great. We're really excited.
Oh, yeah.